All right, I am here with Emily Skor, the CEO of Growth Energy. Emily, how are you doing this morning?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. And today we're going to be discussing a little bit about biofuels and the rural economy amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And I can't imagine things have been going overly well during this whole thing.
Well, yes. I mean, the demand for biofuel and ethanol really fell off a cliff as nearly every state shut down in March and April and May. And so as gasoline demand dropped 50%, so too did demand for biofuels like ethanol. And so that hit the rural economy incredibly hard, where you had in the month of April, ethanol production was running 43% below the previous year's levels. We had dozens of plants either shut down completely or dramatically reduced production. And, of course, that has had continuing ripple effects in terms of rural economy and rural jobs in the months since then.
And we're not seeing a ton of bailout opportunities for Midwestern ethanol plants. And it seems a lot of these breaks are going to those oil refineries rather than the ethanol industry, which seems to be really hurting a bit more than them.
It is incredibly frustrating. I mean, no doubt, you know, the oil industry was hurt too as global fuel demand dropped. But if you look at kind of the amount of not just handouts, but this EPA in particular really leans toward the oil and gas industry. And so if you look at how they're regulating ethanol and some of the decisions they're making on the renewable fuel standard, certainly it is all coming at the cost of the ethanol producer in rural America.
Let's get into a bit more about Growth Energy and what exactly your organization is doing for the ethanol industry in Iowa during this pandemic.
We are a trade association. We represent ethanol producers and supporters. Many of our members are the plants operating throughout Iowa. And so, you know, the conversation that we've been having in Washington, D.C. since COVID has been first and foremost efforts to stabilize the industry. That does include, yes, requests for direct relief for producers that have been hit so hard. Then there's a conversation in terms of how do we recover and what does that road to recovery look like? And importantly, what are the regulations and the policies that continue to drive demand and provide further market access for higher blends? So very much a short-term conversation on getting through the worst and making sure that people can remain employed and have access to health insurance. And then in the road to recovery, what does it look like to regain momentum for higher blends? So because that's really going to be unlocking higher blends. That's going to be the key for growth for rural America moving forward.
And as we've seen, both ethanol and big oil have been playing a huge part in the upcoming senatorial election here in Iowa between Senator Ernst and Teresa Greenfield. And just it's interesting to see how big a role ethanol in Iowa can play in politics, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it is very much a big part of the campaign, and I think importantly so. I mean, it's a huge part of the Iowa economy. Iowa's the number one producer of ethanol, over 40 ethanol plants in the state, and so incredibly important to the Iowa economy, and we're pleased to see that it's given the stature and the importance that it should have for the constituents.
So the ultimate goal is to make Iowa ethanol a bigger part of the consciousness of the energy industry?
Absolutely, absolutely. And not just in Iowa, but you look at kind of Nebraska, throughout the Midwest, basically wherever you're growing corn, you should be supporting ethanol because 40% of the U.S. corn is used to make ethanol. And so this is something that is the key for the rural economy. Ethanol plants provide not just jobs, but skilled labor to a lot of very small communities. So when ethanol hurts, the entire rural community does. And so, you know, important for us in whether they're kind of the local elections for or even the federal election, that policymakers understand if you want to support rural America, you've got to support a strong ethanol industry.
And you mentioned jobs. About how many jobs are there in the ethanol industry right now, and how many do you see available coming up soon?
So, you know, the availability coming up soon, that really depends on how quickly the nation starts to embrace higher blends of ethanol, like E15, which for a consumer, it's unleaded 88. That's the button you press at the gas station. I mean, the ethanol industry, direct and indirectly, provides about 360,000 jobs nationwide. And as I said, it's a skilled workforce as well. So very good for kind of the local communities and supporting the local economy. And, you know, if we as a nation start moving increasingly toward E15 as our national kind of standard fuel that we're using as opposed to a 10% blend, that's going to, you know, you're looking at potentially another 100,000 jobs that could be added.
So by supporting Midwestern ethanol, you're supporting Midwestern economy and adding more jobs to America.
Most absolutely. And I'm going to say, too, that ethanol is a win-win, not only because it's great for the rural economy, but it's great for the consumer. It helps your car engine burn cleaner and cooler. And so the more ethanol you use, the more you're going to save at the pump and the cleaner emissions that you're going to have coming out of the tailpipe.
That's always a good thing. And if people want some more information on this and on what your organization is doing, is there anywhere they can visit?
Absolutely. Go to growthenergy.org for more information on policies and how this is great for consumers as well.
All right. Emily Score, the CEO of Growth Energy Iowa. Emily, I want to thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Colin.